Good afternoon. I'd like to call the House Finance Committee to order. Today is Tuesday, November 3rd, 2015. The time is 1:37. Members present are Representative Wilson, Vice Chair Sadler, Co-Chair Thompson, myself, Co-Chair Newman, Representative Gaddis, Representative Edgman, and Representative Munoz. We do expect the others shortly. Today, we will take up committee substitute for Senate Bill 3001 finance version of the TransCanada proposal. This is virtually the same committee substitute that's been on our desk for a House version of the bill for the last several days. But on behalf of the public, again, just to have one more opportunity to hear what is in that bill, I've asked my staff, Pete Eklund, to come forward and briefly talk about Senate Bill 3001 and be available for questions. Just in case anybody has any. Welcome, Representative Cossack.
Thank you.
Mr. Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Pete Eklund, staff to Representative Newman and the Finance Committee. The bill, the SB 3001 bill you have in front of you is identical to the work draft that was adopted by the committee 2 days ago, I believe. At that meeting, Mr. Teal from Legislative Finance and myself went through that work draft. So I'm going to go through a little shorter version of the bill you have in front of you. I'll just kind of go through the sectional and then be available for questions. And if there's questions for agencies, I believe Pat Pitney, who will be here shortly, if there's a question I can't answer about the agencies. So, Mr. Chairman, I'm just going to go through the sectional analysis. Section 1 of the bill in front of you is legislative intent. Subsection A is says that the supplemental appropriations for the Department of Law, Natural Resources, and for revenue should be accounted for separately in the general fund. And legislative finance has set up a new fund code, GF LNG fund code for that, to track those funds separately. And subsection B states that the administration carry out the TransCanada interest acquisition in an expedited manner, so it occurs before December 1st. Section 2 of the bill is a supplemental request from the Department of Law for $10.1 million for outside legal counsel contracts and internal agency costs for works completed during FY16. And the committee substitute, or the bill in front of you, also makes it explicit that the lead state agency that requires this outside legal counsel and directs them is the Department of Natural Resources, since they're the agency per statute, SB 138, that is responsible for many of the commercial agreements that must be negotiated. Section 3 is a supplemental appropriation request for DNR for $1,849,500 for marketing, contractual services, and personal services for work to be completed during FY16. Section 4 is a supplemental appropriation for Department of Revenue for $1,045,500 for personal services, travel, and contractual services for work completed during FY16. Section 5 is fund capitalization, and it's split out. Section A is the amount necessary, estimated to be $68,455,000, is made available it's appropriated from the general fund to the AKLNG fund to acquire the interests currently held by TransCanada Alaska Midstream Limited Partnership. Section B is $75,600,000 from the general fund to the AKLNG fund for the state's share of the preliminary front-end engineering and design work for the Alaska LNG project. Section C is statutory designated program receipts, or SDPR, estimated to be $2.9 million. It's for reimbursement for costs of field work from the AKLNG project fund, and they're appropriated back to the AKLNG project fund. Section D is, again, SDPR, statutory designated program receipts, estimated to be $1.3 million, and it's received for reimbursement for costs of field work from the in-state natural gas pipeline fund, and they're appropriated to the In-State Natural Gas Pipeline Fund. So in essence, Mr. Chairman, there was work paid for, AGDC paid for work, $2.9 million out of the AKLNG fund and $1.3 out of the In-State Gas Pipeline Fund, and those amounts are supposed to be reimbursed to AGDC, and they needed the receipt authority. They need the SDPR receipt authority. Section 6 is for lapse of appropriations. It says that the appropriations made in Section 5, and those section, that's the fund capitalization, that's the $68.455 million and the $75.6 million. Those are for capitalization of funds, and those don't lapse. Section 7 is retroactivity, and it says if the supplemental sections to law, DNR, and revenue, and if those take effect after November 15th, 2015, they're retroactive to November 15th, 2015. Section 8 is contingency section, and it says that the appropriations made in sections 2 and 4, 2 through 4, so that are those are the supplemental sections to law, DNR, and Department of Revenue, and the appropriation made in 5B, that's for the pre-feed work of $75 million, those appropriations are contingent upon the adoption of a work program and budget for the AKLNG project by December 31st, 2015. And lastly, Section 9 is an immediate effective date.
Thank you, Mr. Eklund. I'd also like to welcome, we have been joined by Representative Pruitt and Guttenberg, who've been here from the beginning. Do you have any questions for Mr. Eklund? Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Eklund, just curious, we've heard an awful lot about the December 4th date for the work program and budget. This goes up until December 31st. Can you help me understand the difference, the reason?
Through the chair, Representative Sadler, you're correct. We've all heard and talked about the December 4th is when that vote is supposed to occur for the work program and budget. But technically, heard Steve Butt testify that that needs to be approved by the end of calendar year 15. So they can start expending funds on January 1st for the next year. So we just put in the by December 31st date.
Sure. Sure, thank you. Second question is on page 2, line 23 and 4, there's reference to the Trans-Canada Alaska Midstream Limited Partnership. I just want to clarify we're 100% sure that that is the proper identification of the entity inside TransCanada's family of companies that it currently does own, because there was some discrepancy earlier term I saw was Trans-Alaska Development Corporation.
Through the chair, Representative Sadler, I've talked to people who have assured me that that's 100% correct. There are TransCanada representatives in the back of the room. If it's not correct, they should run up to the microphone right now and let us know.
For the record, I'm seeing head nods in the affirmative. That is the proper identification. Yes.
Thank you.
Just on that point, it's also been expressed also that it's the work plan and budget. It's technically the work program and budget is the form that they're working on, so we made sure that that was corrected technically in the bill. Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Pete, I know you're just doing the sectional analysis, but I want to ask this question. The December 4th meeting happens. They're sitting around a table someplace, the four partners, our relationship with TransCanada has gone the way it's going to go, and the state has ownership, and we're sitting around the table. And for some reason, they decide to delay the implementation of adopting the calendar for 3 months because something in the project says they're not ready and they want to wait for something to happen. And they delay it for 3 months. Then there's no money available from the state. Is that the way that the way? Because my concern is we're micromanaging this stuff. I don't mind having the checks and balance. That's not the issue. But if we gone, if those guys who are out of our control say we're going to delay this meeting for 3 months or 2 months or 1 month, what happens to this appropriation?
Through the chair, Representative Guttenberg, as I understand both testimony and private conversations, that if there is no work program and budget for the next calendar year starting January 1st, 2016, approved by the end of December of 2015, there's no money from any of the partners to continue to do anything, let alone the state of Alaska.
I understand that, but they all have a lot more flexibility than we're giving here. That's my concern. If they say we will continue funding our project on the same basis for the next 3 months to come back to make a decision, this has nothing to do with what we're doing. It's just project-driven decision-making process. And Steve Butts, sitting at the head of the table, looks around and says, what do you guys want to do? He says, well, there's nothing we can do. We will approve our budgets for 3 months, for 1 month, whatever it is, at the same rate that we've been paying for it, because we can't make that decision next year. Then we have micromanaged ourselves, and we have said, or what would AGD say? AGD said.
And this is staff to the
Yes, I understand.
Chair, and so, but we do have a lot of discussion, right. So he can do his best to try and explain.
So
go ahead.
Pete. Would an appropriation be available or not? No money could be appropriated.
Through the chair, Representative Guttenberg, no, the way the bill is designed, there must be a vote by December 31st. And it's my understanding, that that is the full intent of all the partners, is to have that vote by December 31st. And they've worked, as I understand it, very long, hard, and put a lot of hours into getting the work program and budget put forward to all of their boards. So that's my understanding.
I also believe that we heard testimony on the amended under the work plan and budget. That was the purpose of the amendment for the work program and budget, was to change that date, and that was approved by all parties. Representative Thompson.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm not an attorney, but I would think that on December 4th they would have to approve a work program and budget for maybe only 3 months, but they would have all voted to do so, so that would carry this thing forward. I can't see where that we are denying that it's going to happen. It's just a matter of there has to be something approved on December 4th, and that's what we're saying. There's got to be an approval on December 4th, and I think that covers your concern.
Thank you. Do you have any further questions? Okay, what I'd like to do is ask members to go back. I mean, again, it's the same bill that we have been working on as far as what's been on our bench. It is my plan to bring this bill back tomorrow at 9 a.m. and ask for a vote on this bill. So if there's any amendments to this bill, they need to be presented to my office in person or in my office in writing by 5 p.m. today, or they will not be accepted. Representative Pruitt?
And I apologize. Can I ask Pete a question?
Sure.
I don't want to backtrack here. I just wanted to ask if you can confirm one other thing for me, and that was specifically in any of the sections, for instance, Section 2, where we, Department of Law, where we say money may be expended from the appropriation made in the section only for work completed during the fiscal year. Does that mean that they'll have to spend all of, in this case, the 10.1 by June 30th? Can they sign a contract for 2 years worth of work and obligate some of that money, or does it actually have to all be spent by June 30th?
Through the chair, Representative Pruitt, that language was added to prohibit the situation that you described. It was they could not. So the Department of Law, in this instance, could not sign a two-year contract or a eight-month contract, anything beyond the end of the fiscal year in 16. It was constructed that way so they would have to come back to the legislature in the 17 budget process and ask for additional funds if they want to continue work in FY17.
So, and I maybe, and you can tell me if we need to maybe ask the department this question. But was the initial intent for them to only for that 10.1 million to only be through June 30th, or was their intent for it to be for a longer period?
We're basing there was testimony by the Attorney General in another committee that he said if he did not expend all the funds, they would come back to the general fund, and he wouldn't. That was his intent. If they hadn't expended all the funds in FY16, that whatever was left would remain lapsed back into the general fund. And so the protection or the added the added language is just reinforces that point, that if they need, if they think they need additional outside counsel beyond June 30th of 2016, they need to ask for that in the FY17 budget process.
And I appreciate that, Mr. Chair. I understand, and I totally agree with what we're doing. I guess the one thing I just wanted to make sure is they didn't actually need $7 million through June 30th, and instead they were asking for $10 million because they wanted to go through, like, September 30th or something, and that there's additional money. Just making sure we only appropriate the amount that's actually necessary, Mr. Chair. That's all.
Representative Pruitt, another issue on that came up, just so members are all aware, and we discussed this, I think, in one of the other committees. I just want to reiterate it, is, again, first off, they don't have to use all the funds that they're doing here. Probably one of the biggest issues that we had. But also, last year when we did a $30 million unallocated reduction to the departments, and when the commissioner of DNR was here, that's why I asked him. I think there was their part of that was around $430,000 or so. And we specifically asked OMB director and the department that this was not used to backfill the reductions that we requested last year in last year's budget. And so that was the case. And we got them on record testifying that this is not backfilling the reductions that the legislature did last year.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I mean, just that's part of what making sure we confirm that is what why I'm asking. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Guerra and then Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sorry, I didn't realize that the committee started while we were at ease downstairs, so I was downstairs and I noticed none of you were there.
You have a question?
I do. Thank you. It may be something that Representative Guttenberg asked, and so I apologize. I'll just keep it brief. On page two, Mr. Eklund, if for some reason one of the other parties, Exxon, Conoco, or BP, decided not to sign the work plan until January 1st, and we were ready to sign the work plan on January 1st, does that mean the appropriations in this bill are null and void?
Through the chair, Representative Guerra, the way the bill reads, there must be an affirmative vote by all partners by December 31st, 2015, that approve the work program and budget. And if there is not, then the state's portion does not go forward. And what we understand from testimony is that Mr. Butt testified that there needs to be that needs to occur. There needs to be an affirmative vote by all partners by December 31st. Otherwise, there is going to be no money available on January 1st to do anything.
I just want to be clear here, because I believe Representative Guerra said that then this won't go forward. The financing is not going to go forward, and where they take it from there, I don't know. But this is an appropriations bill on the money that they get. So this just says that the financing that they get will not happen.
Thank you. And through the chair, I guess I would ask people to consider that by tomorrow. I have no idea what is going on inside the boardroom of any company right now, but it would be, I think, a mistake for us to deny to stop this project because one of the other parties didn't sign. I don't know that Section 8, as well intended as it may be, is the smartest policy at this point.
They're all aware of the risks. Representative Thompson.
Thank you. Just for clarification, Mr. Butt made a statement here in our committee on the record that he has to have an affirmative vote by December 4th. If he doesn't, starting on December 5th, they're going to start demobbing so that they will be through by January 1st because there will be no money to pay anybody on January 1st. So there has to be an affirmative vote by December 4th or they will start demobbing. So I got a feeling that it's December 4th is the date, but we did put it in here for other reasons to carry through December 31st.
Representative Wilson. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to follow up on Representative Pruitt. So when we're doing our regular budget and everything ends on June 30th, is this the same practice that whatever funds have not been spent, that they can't spend them on, you know, July 5th?
Through the chair, Representative Wilson, yeah, that's the normal course of practice. We have the extra protection in the bill is that in a special situation of contracting to not leave that loophole where you could contract for services beyond the fiscal year with money from this fiscal year. So we just wanted to tighten that up to prevent that.
And a follow-up on that?
Representative Wilson.
And as well, we can't obligate funds. So let's say I had $1 million left in any department. I can't go out now and make a contract that I know is going to extend for the next year. I just kind of trying to make sure that it doesn't, I don't believe we're doing anything different than we do with our regular budget in this bill.
Through the chair, Representative Wilson, the language that we added is not in the regular bill. It is extra language, I guess, to ensure that there isn't obligation of funds beyond June 30th of 2016. We're ensuring that that's not going to happen in this instance with the Department of Law, and so that they will have to come back before the legislature to ask for the funds if they need them, if they believe they need them after July 1st.
And I believe the other body had all the other associated departments, commissioners, or somebody from there come and testify that they approve of the language in the bill, that they understand it. They might completely approve it, but they certainly do understand it.
And, Mr. Chairman, just let me add for clarification, it is the normal practice that anything left at the end of the year is going to lapse. There's just a special situation with contracts. If we're going to approve this money for contractual services, that's a little different than the normal course.
I guess, Mr. Chairman, my point is that, you know, we might want to look to do this even with regular budgets so that they are coming back to us and we don't end up even in, and I know this is a special bill here, but it might be something we might want to look at in the regular budget as well. So I just try to make the distinction between what this does that we may not normally do in our regular budget bill. Thank you.
Representative Gaddis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So you indicated that different agencies had come over to the other body, and I guess you were aware of what they said. But one of the things that piqued my interest is you said that they approve of the language, that they really didn't like it. But as I think about us trying to...
That's not what I said.
I misunderstood.
I'm not sure that they truly like it. I'm not sure if they truly like it.
Okay. So not being sure if they truly like it, and I'm not trying to mince words, you know, forgive me. What I'm really trying to get at is, are there things that you might know that they don't like? And really where I'm getting at is the contractual aspect. So, you know, I'm trying to think and put my business person's hat on and not government's hat. And I'm trying to think, boy, you know, we have hampered us acting like a business. I mean, it's not any of our faults. I mean, it's the way that the beast is made up. But are you familiar with anything that that they've indicated that they may not like, besides they just like to have more money? I mean, that's what I thought you were obviously saying.
No, I think that the departments, they've stated to me that they can work within the bounds of what we've got.
Contractually?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
That was the intent of what I tried to say.
I misunderstood.
All right. I guess we can go back and take a look at that and probably adjourn today, and we will be back tomorrow. Thank you.